We're handling all kinds of projects today, and I tell you, we'll go right to Mark in California, who's about to break out the demolition tools. Mark, tell us all about it.
Yes, I am, Danny. Well, I've got a shower stall that, unfortunately, when they put the soaking jetted tub, they didn't put support under the bottom by the drain. And it's cracked. There's a crack in it. It's about 12 years old, so it's time to get rid of it. The wall where the they tiled down to the tub, obviously that grout is gone. I've had to caulk it countless times. It's leaked into the wall, which has bubbled out, and my wife is done.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah. Well, the first time, being a jetted tub, you have to step, 19 inches up to step over and into it.
Right.
So we have both hit our toes many times. So I'm going to take the month of February to demo, and we've already started looking at tubs. So I just wanted really to, I've got a, not a reciprocating, I have a oscillating tool. I've got the pry bars. I've got a bunch of hammers and sledges. So I just needed some tips make this as easy as possible.
Okay. Well, certainly it's a project that both Joe and I have done independently over the years, and it can be a bit of a mess. Let me ask you a couple of questions. On the, I'm looking at some pictures that you sent, which is fantastic. And on the existing floor that you have in the bathroom now, are you planning on saving it?
We have to.
Okay.
Our entire house are those 17 by 17 ceramic tiles.
Okay.
Well, we're out in the desert, so we've got tile throughout the house. We do not have any extra. I tore the garage apart to find some.
Okay.
And they have tiled all the way down on top of it.
Okay. Well, the thing you'd want to do, of course, the very first thing is to protect that very well. I would I would suggest getting some probably 3/8 inch plywood and put it over the right on the floor. You may want to put some. We use corrugated cardboard a lot. And we'll put that down and then put your plywood on top, just so that when you have something that hits it, it won't, you know, lessen the chance of cracking any of those large tiles, because, you know, they can be a little more fragile than smaller tiles because of the size of it. Then, you know, starting to, disassemble your shower door. Be careful with that as you remove it. And then, you know, taking your shower valve, your tub spout, and your drain excursion, all of that off. Then, you know, you can just start at the very top with your pry bar and prying that ceramic and just basically let it fall right into the tub. And just keep doing that. 5-gallon buckets are the way to go. Bring those 5-gallon buckets in and out of there. Again, drop cloths. It won't slide on you when you're taking it in and out, because that's a lot of work in and out. Don't fill up the bucket.
Yeah.
It's too heavy if you fill it up. So, and then go in and out, in and out. And make sure when you're taking that bucket out, maybe put it either directly in a dumpster or directly in a pickup truck. You don't want to throw it on the ground. People do that all the time. They throw it on the ground, then they turn around and have to move it again later. Try to figure something out on that one right there. Then you're basically just going right on down and chiseling everything out. You may find a little bit of wood behind the wall there that has to be replaced if you've had some leaks on it. But just but one thing for sure is don't let a lot of debris tape up that drain line. Don't let a lot of debris get down into there, because that can cause you problems. There's nothing worse than having a brand new tub and it's all done and you turn it on and the drain's clogged up because you've got a little debris down in there. So,
like, stick a sock down in there, or
I would tend to look at more like a good duct tape, and really duct tape it really well there, just so that you seal it off completely. But Joe, I'll tell you, this isn't a bad looking tub as it is here that Mark has.
No, it looks, actually it looks pretty good, Mark. But, you know, if it's cracked, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Down by the drain. I mean, I don't understand why they didn't support down there.
The one place they needed support, they didn't. And what I, and for, this doesn't help you, Mark, but for anyone that has a tub that feels like it's a little spongy underneath it and it might not have support, the easiest way, if you do have access from below, even if it's a room below it, it's much easier to cut out the drywall and install the support that you need rather than trying to remove the tub. But in your case, you're removing it. The only thing I would suggest, and I did this, I had written a tiling book a couple of years ago, and in our bathroom downstairs, I showed a trick for removing the tile wall. And the way to do that is with a reciprocating saw, but of course you don't want to cut too far into the wall because you could slice through a pipe, is you just take the reciprocating saw and cut the blade so it's only about an inch long or two. And what you do is you run it down the grout joints and cut the wall, slice the wall up to like 2 foot square sections. Then you can pop off the drywall, the wall, the tile, the backer board, whatever's behind there. You can cut it all out and pop it right off. And otherwise you're prying off one tile at a time. You know, it's a big mess. But other than that, it's just, as Danny said, you just piece by piece, you take it out of there and repair any wood that's been water damaged.
Well, there is an access panel at the head of the
Probably for access to the shower valve.
Well, no, the opposite end. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Where the electric outlet is, so I am able to get in there, and I believe the tile was just put on drywall.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's not unusual. Probably moisture resistant drywall.
I will try cutting around it. I think that's
I think that's a great idea. And like Joe said, make sure that blade's not too deep. And I think you should have a pretty successful job. Best of luck to you, Mark. It sounds like a great project. And let us know if you hit any other stumbling blocks. We're glad to help you with it.
Well, Danny, Joe, I really appreciate it.
And if your wife kicks you out of the house, give us a call.
All right. Well, you take care, Mark, and have a great weekend. We appreciate that. Yeah, that's an ambitious project, but it sounds like he's doing his homework and getting ready to spend some quality days in the bathroom there.